And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I mean, this signal, we send our signal like way down south of Birmingham, up north to Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, I am operating remotely right now. I am getting ready for the annual Alabama Policy Institute dinner. Got a lot of VIPs coming. I think they're giving out some awards this evening. And I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of different state legislators and other members of leadership around the state of Alabama and folks who have been in conservative policy for a while. Now, I do know that Senator Tommy Tuberville was planning on being here, but I'm told that he may be jammed up in D.C. because they kept him last night. I mean, like to the nth hour. Working on the question of whether or not he was going to ever lift his confirmations hold. And listen, under all manners of duress, I mean, when you talk about political duress, he was under it. Even members of his own party were wearing him out. But he held. He held. And I'm telling you, listen, we went into that election. None of us knew how Tommy Tuberville was going to be as a senator. This is a total aside. I'm chasing a rabbit right now. None of us knew how Tommy Tuberville was going to be as a senator. He'd been a football coach. He has no voting record. No one knows what he stood for except for what he says he stood for. All you could do is hope for the best because, you know what, he had the name ID, he had the money, and he certainly got the votes. And he has been just on it ever since he got there. I got no complaints whatsoever. And you know me, if I had a complaint, I'd tell you. But I'm just right now, I am just tickled to death to find out that we've got somebody in office who is willing to stand up, and not a little bit, like a lot, like stand up. Y'all, I mean, this man is being vilified on a regular basis. Now, all of us, for the most part, agree with him, right? So not hard there. Easy audience, I guess, because we understand why he's doing what he's doing. I tell you what, just to refresh your memory, here's the deal. Senator Tuberville has got a burr under his saddle, like most of us do, that the activists who work right now in U.S. government are deciding what they're going to do without going through Congress. We have laws on the book that say that you cannot use federal funds to pay for abortions. It's just the law. I mean, I'm not even arguing whether you think abortion is right or not. I'm just saying the law says you can't do that. And yet the Department of Defense, it decided, well, if you're going to have the Dobbs ruling, well, then we're just going to go ahead and we're going to use federal dollars to pay for service members to fly to different states. We're going to pay for their abortions. What? Yes. And their family members, too. What? And your little dog, too. I mean, you look at it and go, what are y'all doing? Why is that the Department of Defense's mode? That has got nothing to do with winning wars.
Well, it's about the quality of life for our people.
No, it's not. It's about you trying to make sure that as many babies get killed as possible, period. That's it. Nothing else. Well, Tuberville read the rules. And I'll tell you what, clear indication that he was a good coach, not just because he knew what plays to call. He also knew how to operate within the confines of the rules and use them to his ultimate advantage. He was known as the riverboat gambler, if you think back on it. And so Tuberville recognized, all right, DOD, Department of Defense, if that's the way you're going to be, then here's the thing. There are things you have to bring before the Senate. Like, oh, I don't know, how about promotions of generals and admirals? And if you want your generals and admirals to get promoted quickly, and I don't mean like he can't, he's not holding up the promotions, he's just slowing them down. If you want them to get promoted quickly, well, then you might want to change your policy and remember your place in the world. And they won't do it. They won't talk to him. They won't negotiate with him. They won't even have a meeting to discuss it. And so he's like, all right. So 9 months later, 9 months, y'all. Now, keep in mind, didn't you, by the way, notice that we got a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? We did. So the brand new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was confirmed. How did that happen? Because Schumer recognized that he was about to get outfoxed. And so he brought the guy to the floor. He brought the general to the floor and had him confirmed. Oh, hang on a second. I thought we couldn't do that. I thought we were destroying military readiness. I thought this was going to make the cats and dogs living together. And so the reality is, all Tuberville said was, if you want him promoted in mass, quickly, like what we say we usually do, that's fine. Just change your policy. They won't do it. So he's saying, okay, then you get to bring them one at a time and just take your time with it, which is what's called the regular order of business. Because what they've been doing, Tuberville's protesting the idea of getting outside of the regular order of business. Well, okay, then let's go ahead and just do the regular order of business if it's that big of a deal. No, we need to be able to scream for a while. And that's the point. They want to be able to scream for a while. So last night, we even had Republicans gathering up. Senator Lindsey Graham and several others joined with the Democrats, and they went to the floor. And they tried to have a rule change done. And it required Tuberville to have to stay on the floor for hours, and resist every single one. They would get up there with a motion, and they would call for a change. And he would say, I refuse to relinquish my hold on every single. He gave a speech. It was a great speech, by the way. But he held the entire time, and they couldn't get around him. Every single time, in the face of withering fire, he stood. And I'm going to tell you right now, he does deserve an award for that. He deserves an award. Even if you don't care about abortion the way he does, even if you don't care about the idea of executive branch circumventing the legislative branch to do whatever it wants to do, even if you don't care about the good order and discipline of the military being co-opted by activists, even if you don't care about any of that, I would hope you would care to know that you've got a U.S. senator who has principles, who was willing to stand on his principles, even when it meant him being extremely uncomfortable and he had to cancel his travel plans and he had to rearrange his schedule, and he just stood there and he stood his ground and he made it happen. Y'all, that is rare in today's world. I mean, that's walking around in some rarefied air right there. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm stoked. I really am. I am stoked that he is in that position. I am stoked that he is doing the things he's doing, and I certainly appreciate it. All right, listen, we got plenty on tap. I'm going to be moving into number one of the triple dipper here. And I tell you what, Boomer, I want to do this. I am about 2 or 3 minutes ahead of schedule, but since I just chased that rabbit trail, almost like a mini dipper there, I want to go ahead and go to a break right now. You just give me the thumbs up when you're ready, and we'll head it on. When we come back with that, that'll let me start my next dipper in good order. All right. Music's playing. That means the preacher got to stop preaching. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.